Hey, Jake, how are you doing? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
All right, good. We're going to open you up to the media here.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Jake, talking to Joe Thomas, he considers you one of the elite left tackles. What do you think makes you one of the best?
I come to work every single day and try to get better. You know, I'm never satisfied with how I am. I always want to get better every single day, that's pretty much my thing. You know, I'm going to work hard every single day to get better, and I think I'm getting better every day, and just got to keep working.
Hey, Jake, what is the mood of your team after starting 0-2?
Well, we're excited, you know, and we're working hard to get our first win. Coach has us very motivated, and we're going to keep working hard and not hang our heads. And we've been doing that and working hard.
Why does it seem you guys play better on the road?
I don't know. This is a new year, we just got to keep working hard But I can't tell you. I really don't know the secret to that.
Again, your relationship with Joe Thomas, what are your thoughts on his approach to the game?
Well, I respect Joe a lot. You know, from day one when he came in the league, he's been doing a great job. And I love watching film on him because, you know, he's got such a smooth pass set and good in the run block. And I respect him as a player very much.
As left tackles, do you guys feel you have to study the most?
I think every position in the O-line you got to study, you know. But I definitely do study film a lot. Whenever I can get in the film room and do it. But I think everybody needs to watch a big amount of film.
Hey, Jake, how does your game compare to Joe's?
I don't know. I think both of us go out there and work hard, try to get better every single day. Our leaders on our teams. I think we both do a good job at that.
What are your impressions of the Browns' defensive line?
I think they got a good defensive line. I think they got two big guys up front. They got good guys that can rush the passer in the pass game. They do movement. And are slippery at times. So I think it's going to be a good test for our offensive line.
They've got two rookies, Phil Taylor and Jabal Sheard. What have you seen from those guys on film?
Well, good players. Work hard and got some power in them and doing a good job. I definitely got to keep watching film on them and studying up on them more, but I think they've been doing a good job the first couple games, and I'm excited for the challenge.
What do you know about the guy you'll face, Jamie Mitchell?
Just from watching film on him, very long-armed guy, likes to rush the passer, does a good job on getting outside and taking a guy's edge and working hard, it's going to be a challenge, and I'm excited for it.
How has Brian Daboll been received by the team?
Very good. I really enjoy having him on our offense and on our team. From day one, he's come in here and been very excited and has a great mentality, great love for the game. And I think that carries on to our offense. He's been a great coach for us.
I read that you missed the preseason games with that left knee. How's that feeling now?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better every day. Just rehabbing and doing a great job and feeling better.
You always hear, guys say there's a difference between playing hurt and playing injured. I mean, is that something you take a lot of pride in, being able to be in all the regular season games when it counts, even if you're banged up a bit?
Yeah, that definitely is. I hate missing time. I hate missing practice. I hate missing games, and I'm going to do everything I can in my power to never miss. I just don't like it. So I've always been one of those guys that if I can play You know, even if I'm banged up or hurt or whatever, you know, I'm going to try to play and play to the best of my ability.
All right. Thanks, Jake. That's all. Appreciate you taking time every day to speak with us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.